We lost not one person over the weekend. We lost many.
I know what exacerbate means.
Okay, well, who's thinking?
There's not a word or a sentence or a concept that you can illuminate for me. There is one singular reason I keep coming here.
Truman.
November 14th, 1959. 3 years ago. That's all I want to hear from you.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's pitch-perfect Truman Capote in the film he won an Academy Award for. And then this completely different fellow.
I've been with the company for 24 years. I was posted in Greece for 15. Papandreou wins that election if I don't help the junta take him prisoner. I've advised and armed the Hellenic army. I've neutralized champions of communism. I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish, which should come in handy here in Virginia. And I'm never ever sick at sea. So I want to know why I'm not going to be your Helsinki station chief.
Your course.
Excuse me.
For Helsinki, I need someone with diplomatic skills. You don't have them.
Is that right?
That is right. And I don't know why the hell I didn't fire you when you broke my f***ing window.
Oh, yes, sure you do, Cravely.
The crazy CIA agent in Charlie Wilson's War, or the prissy assistant to the rich Lebowski in The Big Lebowski.
Yes. This picture was taken when Mrs. Reagan was first lady of the nation. Yes, yes. Not of California. In fact, he met privately with the president, though unfortunately there wasn't enough time for a photo opportunity.
Oh, Nancy's pretty good.
Oh, wonderful woman. We were very happy to...
These are,
Those are Mr. Lebowski's children.
Different
so
mothers,
to speak.
Huh?
No, they're not.
Racially, he's pretty cool.
They're not literally his children.
Think he's got room for one more?
You never went to college. Please, don't touch that.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was a character actor who filled out blockbusters like The Hunger Games and the Mission Impossible franchise. He was also the cynical journalist mentor Lester Bangs in Almost Famous.
I'm glad you were home.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
Me too.
You're doing great, dude.
The only true currency in this bankrupt world is what you share with someone else when you're uncool.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was cool. He died over the weekend of a suspected overdose. The sadness over that will cast a pall over the upcoming Oscar ceremonies, a place where he was nominated 3 times, a winner once. Hoffman was admired partly because he had such a deep love for acting. He loved to speak about the art and craft of what he did. In the movie Boogie Nights, he showed why directors Mike Nichols, Paul Thomas Anderson, and the Coen brothers and others just loved him. He could go anywhere and often did in his performances.
This is it.
It's cool.
Yeah. You want to get inside?
When did you get this?
Yesterday. Oh, actually, I had it painted yesterday, so it might still be kind of sticky.
This is great, man.
Yeah.
This is really great.
You want to go for a ride? I'm sorry,
sir. What the hell is the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
Why did you do that, Scotty?
You look at me sometimes.
What?
I want to know if you like me.
Well, of course. Yeah, I like you, Scotty.
Can I kiss you?
Scotty,
Please, can I kiss you on the mouth?
No!
Please let me.
Scotty, do you want to go back inside?
Do you like my car?
Hoffman could do anything in his performances. But in his life, he struggled with substance abuse throughout his career. You could see on the screen often the ravages his body took from the way he lived. You wondered, sometimes, if he was on the edge. But that edge is what always kept us coming back. He was also a mentor, and when he spoke on this program, he talked about how he loved and naturally was a teacher.
Very soon into my acting career, when I had jobs, I started thinking about things in the overall story idea. I remember taking acting classes, and even in acting classes back then, I remember, identifying with the acting teacher in a way that wasn't about an acting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like wanting to get up and talk about acting to the students and stuff, you know
right.
what I mean? Like I always had this kind of quality, this teacher kind of thing in me, I guess.
Philip Seymour Hoffman speaking on this program in 2010. But it was the edge that he brought to the screen that always kept us coming back. His fearlessness, his genius, and utter vulnerability. In the Charlie Kaufman film, Synecdoche, he plays an artist, Caden Cotard, suffering from his own bad judgments, fading, lonely and sad.
I'm lonely.
Yes. Anything else?
I'm hurt.
Yes. And?
I think Adele's right when she says I'm not doing anything real.
What would be real?
I'm afraid I'm gonna die. I don't know what's wrong with me, and And I want to do something important while I'm still here.
That would be the time to do it, yes.
Albert Brooks tweeted, R.I.P. Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the greats of his generation. Aaron Paul, we lost one of the greats today. Philip Seymour Hoffman, R.I.P., my friend. You will be missed always and forever. And some heartfelt comments from you as well. Darren Maloney wrote, he was a great Lester Bangs and Almost Famous, so talented, so intelligent. He had the resources and knowledge about recovery, but sadly made a very destructive choice. Daniel Kiever in Michigan, Catching Fire was his favorite. He wrote simply, just amazing. Kristen Nyquist in Seattle says, my favorite was his train wreck of a character in Owning Mahoney. Such a sad loss. He stole every scene he was in. But he will be remembered as a generous actor. Philip Seymour Hoffman gone. A legacy of movie characters lives on. He surely wishes he could be there to be with them all. He will surely be missed at the after party.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.